Okay, left hip. Mandela?
She was still alive, her heart palpitating, but her blood-streaked head lolled limply, eyes rolled back to white slits, bubbles of red froth appearing and popping at the corner of her mouth each time she exhaled shallowly.
Tattooed on her left hip. Mandela, snap out of it! Reach under her and find out what her blood...
Type O, Rh negative. God damn!
O negative.
Hadn't I seen that tattoo 10,000 times? Struve passed this information on, and I suddenly remembered the first aid kit on my belt, snapped it off and fumbled through it. Stop the bleeding, protect the wound, treat for shock. That's what the book said. Forgot one. Clear air passages. She was breathing, if that's what they meant. How do you stop the bleeding or protect the wound with one measly pressure bandage when the wound is nearly a meter long? Treat for shock, that I could do. I fished out the green ampule, laid it against her arm, and pushed the button. Then I laid the sterile side of the bandage gently on top of the exposed intestine and passed the elastic strip under the small of her back, adjusted it for nearly zero tension, and fastened it. "Anything else you can do?" Struve asked. I stood back and felt helpless. "I don't know. Can you think of anything?" "I'm no more of a medic than you are." Looking up at the door, he kneaded a fist, biceps straining.
"Where the hell are they? You have Morphplex in that kit?"
"Yeah, but somebody told me not to use it for internal."
"William?"
Her eyes were open, and she was trying to lift her head. I rushed over and held her. "It'll be all right, Mary Gay. The medic's coming."
"What? All right? I'm thirsty. Water."
"No, honey. You can't have any water. Not for a while, anyhow." Not if she was headed for surgery.
"Why is all the blood?"
she said in a small voice. Her head rolled back.
"Been a bad girl."
"It must have been the suit," I said rapidly. "Remember earlier the creases?" She shook her head.
"Suit?"
She turned suddenly paler and retched weakly.
"Water. William, please."
Authoritative voice behind me.
"Get a sponge or a cloth soaked in water."
I looked around and saw Doc Wilson with two stretcher bearers.
"First half-liter femoral," he said to no one in particular as he carefully peeked under the pressure bandage. "Follow that relief tube down a couple of meters and pinch it off. Find out if she's passed any blood.